We treasure that opportunity we've had in the past. The question is to us today is, should we in fact do it again?
Governor Gary Herbert says that is what Lieutenant Governor Greg Bell, Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker, and officials from the 2002 Salt Lake Organizing Committee will be tasked with finding out over the next few months as Utah considers bidding to host the Winter Olympics again.
We will, in a fairly short period of time, be looking at what would be the impact on the taxpayers. Do we have the venues available? What kind of shape are they in? Could they be used again?
Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker says after the exploratory committee has made its recommendations, the state will look at officially submitting a bid for the 2022 or 2026 Olympic and Paralympic Games.
The excitement around the Olympics is unlike anything else most of us have ever experienced. So we're excited to take a look at it, excited to think about whether or not it may be something to do again.
Governor Herbert says if the state chooses to go forward with submitting a bid, he does not expect there will be any burden to taxpayers, stating the 2002 Olympic Games actually generated revenue for the state.
The 2002 Utah Winter Olympic Games were profitable. When all was said and done, we made over $100 million net gain.
Salt Lake City would have competition from other western cities for the 2022 Winter Games. The Reno-Tahoe area, as well as Denver, have both expressed interest in bidding. Among the exploratory committee's members is Park City resident Eric Hayden, a five-time gold medalist in speed skating. He says Utah's winter sports venues, which several Olympic athletes continue to use for training, would be a significant advantage if the city bids. From KCPW in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.